Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We got a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. Stay tuned for it. We bumped it back a little bit, but I want to get to the ESPN NFL quarter century team, too. We're just talking about this off the air. There's some wild, well, omissions. There's a few wild names on the list.
I like a list. I like a ranking. I like an all-time team.
There's a lot of Patriots on there.
There should be. They should be very well represented over the last 25 years of football, but there's some head scratchers on there, like you said. So looking forward to talking about that.
We'll do that coming up. Probably 1 o'clock is when we'll get to it. We still have the grab bag, clip du jour, all that good stuff. We'll go on the clock in a moment. Give you a 60-second plan for what the Red Sox should do now that they've moved on from Rafael Devers. But real quick on the win last night, that they did need that one.
Yeah.
And I think, to Bradford's point, and I think we felt this way too, just listening to some of the players, Jaren Duran among them, I don't think the clubhouse misses Rafael Devers. I think they're happy he's out of the room. But I also think there probably is some trepidation about how good the team will be without him. It's like, oh, it's a relief that guy's gone. But now we got to win ball games without a guy who is an overrated but good player.
Yeah.
And an easy way to keep that doubt going and have it snowball and get away from you is come out and lose a bunch of games right after you deal him. And losing that first series, I think, would have really hurt, especially when you're going into the next series head-to-head against Devers, where that could really continue to snowball. And Garrett Crochet didn't let it happen. So that's why you got Crochet. Who traded for him again?
That'd be your guy.
Oh, Craig Breslow.
Gregory Breslow.
He got the best player on the team. Right. Oh, interesting. And people hate him and think he's a bum. Got it. But Garrett Crochet had to go out and get that done.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was his sharpest self yesterday. Wild pitches. And he was hit more than and typically is. But I wouldn't call it a bad start. He did exactly what you needed him to do in that spot. And I think that was an important, important win to take that series in Seattle against a team you're battling for a playoff spot right after the Devers trade.
Huge, huge, because they'd also now won four straight series. So you didn't want to win three series with Devers, then trade him, then immediately lose the next series to a team that you're right in the thick of it with. There's a bunch of teams, if you want to start paying attention to the wildcard standings, that are all right around each other, including Seattle. So they go out, they win. Not that you're going to win every Crochet start the rest of the year, but you need to have a really high percentage in those ones, because they need to figure out the offense. They need to figure out, they got to score more runs. They got to get guys hot. But in the meantime, those Crochet games, you need to win those pitcher's duels, and they did. Also, we've been all over Cora for having a really bad year. He's had a bad year in, out of the clubhouse, decisions on the field. He's been a mess. Good call yesterday. He didn't just go with, well, Chapman will pitch the ninth because Chapman's our closer, and that's what most guys do. That's usually the knee-jerk reaction. A lot of times it's the closer that doesn't want to be flexible on that.
Good point.
And you had the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, due up third in the eighth inning. And they're like, no, Chapman's going to pitch the eighth, and he did, and he was great, and then Weiser came in for the ninth.
Well, maybe it's simplistic to say, you know, they're winning games now, and so we feel better about Cora and his decision-making. Well, yeah. Like, maybe it's just it's that simple. They're winning, so we feel better about it. But Cora's leaned on some of his starters in that Yankee series specifically, Bayo and Crochet. And I liked that, although with Crochet bringing him back out for the ninth against the Yankees, he did give up the game-tying home run, but he's dominant. Leaned on Bayo. He played all his right. He stacked his lineup with righties against the Yankees over the weekend. He sat Meyer and Anthony in two out of three games each, which I didn't like going into the weekend. That worked out. Chapman pitching the eighth, I felt a little rocky about. I got the logic, but I felt a little rocky about when he went in yesterday. So they're winning games. Maybe it's just, what came first, chicken or the egg situation.
Yeah,
they're winning games,
sure.
So I like the core decision-making. But I do feel like he's been better, and I think getting Devers out of his hair, Bradford wouldn't put it this way, and he didn't to us, but I'll read between the lines. He compared it to, you know, Terry Francona getting Manny off the team. And it's like, well, yeah, he's a different guy. I was wrong about this in real time. I thought Cora was upset they traded Devers. That's wrong. I think he can breathe again. Even Cora is on board with it. So you can discuss. Again, it's 617-779-7937. Buck Keefe. Every Thursday at high noon.
That's right.
We like to, put something on the clock and give you a plan or a take in 60 seconds. Today, we're going to explain what the Red Sox should do now that they move Rafi Devers in just 60 seconds. Now, I feel like you've gone first. I've given you the first ups.
Yeah, I've hit lead
a lot
of
the last few weeks. Good I think point. That's unfair to you.
All right, switch it
you
up.
You want to have last ups.
That's right.
You want to be able to bat in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah.
Leave the last impression with the listeners.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
So I'll go first here if you could put me on the clock, Nick. Okay, here's what the Red Sox should do now that they move Rafi Devers in just 60 seconds. Playoffs are obviously in reach. They're in a playoff spot today. They're only 4.5 games back of the Yankees, so the Red Sox should absolutely go for it. The question is, how? I'd trade prospects for pitching help, and I would start by calling up the Seattle Mariners, Luis Castillo, a guy who just pitched against you. He's 4-5, 3.38 ERA. Red Sox were sniffing around on him in the offseason. I'd call them. I'd also call the Marlins if it fails with the Mariners. Edward Cabrera, 2-2, 4.10 ERA. Sandy Alcantara, former Cy Young winner, although he's having a horrible season, ERA approaching 7. I'm calling on those guys. It's not all, though. They need a right-handed bat in the middle of the order. Picking's more slim here. I like Taylor Ward, 18 homers. Eugenio Suarez, 21 homers. I commit to playing the youth full-time. That's Anthony. That's Meyer. And yes, even Christian Campbell. I make sure they're playing. I punt David Hamilton, Connor Wong, and Brennan Bernardino into the sun. Don't need to see them. And if all else fails, check John Henry and see if he'll sell the team is what I would do.
Sell the team at the end there? You're going to sell the team?
We'll just check.
Tucking that one in at the buzzer.
Well, yeah, really. Check and see if, you know,
unpack.
The Dodgers went for $10 billion. Just all check right. with them. Check all with right. the man. Okay. I don't know what you think of that plan, but let's put Keith on the clock. 60 seconds.
All right, here's what the Red Sox need to do now, and they do need to make a couple of more trades between now and the deadline, and I think there's a Haas out there that you can get that can hit in the middle of your lineup, right-handed stick, goes by the name Brent Rooker.
Oh,
the Oakland A's or the Sacramento A's or whatever they are, I think you can get him. He is in a contract for a few more years, so you might have to give up some pretty good prospects to get him, but he's a right-handed stick, so you bring him in. I'm with Jones. I would go to Seattle as well. Call for any one of their pitchers. Doesn't matter who it is. Get a deal done for one of their starters. I'm also... We talk a lot about first base. I'm going to make somebody else play first base this time around. Trevor Story, get ready to learn first base, buddy, because Bregman's coming back to play third. Meyer's going to be at short. I'm also going to bring Sadon Rafaela into the infield to play second. Campbell's going back to Worcester. Roman Anthony can play his spot in left. Jaron Duran's in center, and Willie Abreu is in right field. So the lineup's going to look a lot better top to bottom. Campbell can figure it out in the minor league level, have him ready to go for next year. But now you have Crochet, you have the Mariners guy. The whole team looks a lot better.
Okay. I like the Rooker idea.
Yeah.
The text line actually sent, and this might be high-end, but if you want to get them both, go for it. Go get me Brent Rooker and Mason Miller from the A's. I think Hart...
Oh, Mason Miller. Yeah, Hart loves is obsessed with Mason Miller. So I think, I mean, I would love both. You have more of a need, though, for Rooker on this team.
Is he really available? Because that's way better than the right-handed bats that I suggested.
He may not be available.
It looks like they bought out all his arbitration years, and it definitely is older. He's under team control till he's 36 in 2031.
Okay, but still, I mean, like, I'm in on him. If that's a real name that's available, I'm in on him for sure.
I just feel like, you know, because obviously the way my mind works, I'm like, what about Kyle Tucker? It's like, well, the Cubs are in first place. Like, what about Pete?
15 games over 500.
Yeah. Like, what about Pete Alonso? Well, the Mets are playoff teams. No, so, like, those are two guys that I want more. You're going to have to wait till the offseason.
That's why I left Alonso off my list, too. Alonso's a free agent target. He's not a trade target.
And so, even though
the Mets wouldn't move him right now.
Yeah. But I'm like, well, the A's are horrible. Like, I mean, maybe they're not even as bad as you thought they might be, but they're in last place. So, some of those teams. Maybe you get like a decent return. And now when you're talking about minor leaguers with the Red Sox, you're obviously not talking about the big three because those guys are all at the major league level. So you're like, all right, what other prospects do you have? And if you can bring in somebody like Rooker, because they definitely could use another righty bat. And if it's not Pete Alonso, maybe it's Rooker. And now that DH is freed up, that's another spot for him to play.
So the reason I honed in on Ward and Suarez is I think you have an opportunity, and Ward's played a lot of outfield. I think you have an opportunity for guys who, again, are right-handed bats who can certainly plug in at DH.
Yep.
But I would imagine Suarez, you can, and he wouldn't object to it. I would imagine Suarez could spend some time at first base. I mean, Ward's been a corner outfielder. Could he do it? So I was trying to hone in on guys who could maybe give you some versatility at those two spots. But regardless, I'd prioritize the right-handed bat. Marcelo Ozuna is another one I thought about.
Yeah.
Maybe he's available with the Braves.
What do you do with Story, Meyer, Bregman when Bregman comes back?
Story, Meyer, what I would do is I would play Bregman at third. I would play Meyer at short. Meyer's been awesome defensively at third.
Yeah.
And I would play Story at second where he was really good. I mean, that's what I would do.
And then so would your first baseman be what? Just still Toro Gonzalez?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, hopefully you're trading for somebody, but you're piecing it together.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Or with that.
Yeah, so some of that might be...
And so, I mean, look...
They got to figure that thing out.
Devers is gone. Maybe you go back to the Campbell experiment, and you have him do that in Worcester. Because, like, I think he's starting to head in that direction. I said I'd commit to the youth, but Campbell's on the clock.
Campbell,
He's been here and spiraling now for a while. Anthony and Meyer hit a home run last night. It's not like either one's slugging the crap out of the ball, but they did just get here. I definitely give them a lot more time than him.
I'm letting those guys play, and at least Meyer is, like, helping the team. Like, not just the home run last night, but he's good defensively. So, like, all right.
Well,
Campbell's not good defensively.
Let me ask you this. Is there any merit to you leave Meyer at third because he's playing well there, and they talked about Bregman going to second?
No. I would say Bregman, let him play. I think Meyer might be one of these guys that would also be good at second. He'd probably be good at first. He is good at short.
Like, I don't disagree. I think
he's already moving around. I would just let Bregman play third.
Do you think Bregman would do it if they asked?
Plus, yeah, of course I do. Of course he would.
I also think that, but, like, do we really know?
I think he would. Also,
actually, don't even toy around with that, Breslow.
But also, like, you don't want him to opt out.
Stop asking guys to change positions.
Hey, Alex, would you move to second base?
No, but if you're worried about him opting out, like, I'd be like, you're third base.
Yeah, no, it's fair. But I'm just saying,
Meyer
has been good at third, though.
It would be a good FU to Devers. Bregman's playing second now.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
Devers is now playing first in San Francisco, and Bregman's now at second. What the hell?
So that would be pretty great. But no, they got to figure that out because Meyer 100% needs to be with the big club. Campbell really doesn't. I was of the mindset a couple weeks ago, like these guys all need to play all the time and figure out a position. But even then, they're not doing that. Campbell's starting in center field the other day.
Twitch chat thinks I'm contradicting myself. No, Meyer's actually good at third base, unlike Devers, who sucks.
It is different.
So, like, I mean, defensively, yeah. and it's the future of your franchise.
Right.
It's not, you know, a selfish teammate. So, no, but the idea is that Meyer has been good defensively at third. Devers sucked there for years.
I think, barring a trade, that they get, like, a real first baseman or something like that, barring a trade, my guess is, to upset the fewest number of people, Meyer just plays second. He'd already done it a little bit with Worcester, and they say, all right, Bregman, Story, you guys stay on the outside. Story's actually playing pretty well right now.
He is, but if Meyer's here, and he's the future of your franchise, and he's a natural shortstop, I just rip the Band-Aid off, and that's where he's playing. And Trevor Story, you may not want to play second, but tough, I don't even want you on the team.
No.
So you can go to second base.
Well, that's how I feel.
And you can keep the bench warm there or keep the spot warm until Campbell either starts hitting in AAA and comes back up.
In my plan, I have Story at first base. So I'm just saying for like what the team, like my guess for the team would be Meyer ends up playing shortstop.
Keep the harmonious
vibes
going.
Or no, Meyer ends up playing second, is my guess.
But stay away from any more bad vibes. Pissing anybody else off.
There was like a transaction of a pizza party. You don't think that in the clubhouse though? I think they're good. What's wrong with the clubhouse?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just think they're probably happy Devers is gone. I think they're happy about that. I wouldn't go so far to say the vibes are good.
Well, I mean, guys that
people are openly calling Breslow I know it's baseball ops, but like I feel like that's kind of permeating the whole organization.
Yeah, the guys that are currently on the team, I think, are like, all right, we don't have Devers in here, who was probably just like such a
rain cloud
inside the clubhouse, and so everybody probably feels a little bit better about it. The guys that should be playing every day are, even a few guys who probably shouldn't be are. Like, there's so many opportunities right now that I bet they're feeling pretty good. You know, you saw it play out even during the series without him. So we'll see. But I just, Breslow needs to make another move or two. Also, not just for the roster. I think the fan base desperately needs it, because the big fear is like, all right, you just dumped $280 million. What are you going to do with that?
Breslow, for his own job security,
yes.
needs to make, I'm not going to say a Devers-level move.
No, but some of the guys we named aren't like pie in the sky, you know, like, oh, get this guy who's like an MVP candidate. Yeah. Or like the guy yesterday, get Paul Skeens.
Luis Castillo. No. I mean, you were asking for like Luis Castillo and Edward Cabrera. You're talking about, I don't know, the way the Mariners view it, probably their third best starter at best. And Cabrera, I don't even know how the Marlins
would
look at him.
He's been up and down.
Yeah. You know, I think he's having a fine, not great year, but I think he would help your rotation. And I'm asking for Taylor Ward and Eugenio Suarez. I mean, I don't think we're asking for, you know, as you said, Kyle Tucker and Pete Alonso.
But I think another big one.
He needs moves like that, and those guys need to get here and contribute. It can't be, and we'll go through these moves again coming up. It can't be Danny Jansen. No. James Paxton off the scrap heap, and two bum-ass relievers who I barely remember their names.
Sims and Garcia.
Yeah.
One of them was Lucas, one of them was Luis.
Who was which?
It doesn't matter.
Find out in a future random baseball player.
I was going to ask Bradford, but we're talking so much about Devers and Breslow and the return and everything else. But at what point does Christian Campbell just get sent down? Because if they were five games out of it, I would have been like, let's write up. Well, like, you're in it. You're in the playoff
race. Let's answer the question. At what point?
Yesterday
was bad. I mean, he struck out. He was pissed. He slammed his helmet. They took him out of the game and replaced him, I think, with Rafaela.
So
like, yesterday it feels like they're teetering. I wouldn't give him much more time.
At this rate, it's the second Bregman's called up is an obvious one. But it's like, is it even prior to that? Like, if you're like, hey, no, Nate Eaton's up. I'd be like, what?
No, that's probably a good timeline for it. When Bregman comes back,
he's down.
If he's still scuffling and striking out an inordinate amount and not making hard contacts, I mean, even when he bleeds out a hit, you know, he's not hitting it hard.
He's played in 67 of the 76 games.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean
he has 72 strikeouts.
That doesn't mean he goes back down to Worcester for the rest of the year either.
No.
So if he's still scuffling, Bregman comes back, that's probably a good line in the sand for it.
That kind of needs to be it, though, because you're putting David Hamilton in over him at second base. Even though David Hamilton's playing every day, that's not an upgrade.
No,
he is a negative war.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
He's horrible defensively.
Right.
So I believe that. And
he's not good at the plate. There's not a third phase,
Well, again, but at least in April, at least in April, you're like, boy, he's tough in the field. It's literally his first game. You saw we said it after his first game.
Yeah.
His first game, you saw everything with Christian Campbell. I saw the bat.
He was socking the ball, though.
He was hitting it hard, but you're like, the guy looks clueless in the field. And I think that played out for the best Christian Campbell. Hopefully, he's going to be a better bat than he has been now. And you don't have to send him down forever if you even send him down. But if he's not hitting by the time Bregman comes back, that's probably a good line in the sand. Now, Keith,
they only have five guys on the roster that have a negative WAR. Five hitters, I should say, mm-hmm. position players. Two of the guys you don't even know are on the team. Blake Sable.
Oh, he was
not on the team.
He was a backup catcher.
No, he played eight games. He has a negative WAR.
Okay.
Nick Sogard, negative WAR.
I'm surprised he was a negative WAR. He wasn't good, but I'm surprised he went negative.
Okay. Sorry. Connor Wong.
That makes sense.
Negative WAR.
Zero RBIs, however many games into the year. That makes sense.
Does he have an extra base hit yet?
Connor Wong?
Oh, I don't.
No.
I doubt it. No, always bet on it.
He's got 10 base knocks, all singles.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Has he scored a run, just out of curiosity?
Six runs scored.
Oh, nice. Well, he can scoot once he gets on.
No runs there, driven in.
But for a catcher, he can scoot once he's there.
Those are all home runs. Yeah. Run very fast.
No, those were probably all extra inning. He was the last guy on and then scored because he was the imaginary runner.
Good theory. It wasn't even when he actually got on base. Yeah.
And then Campbell and then Tristan Casas. He left us with a negative WAR as well. He was terrible.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, maybe a real missed opportunity for our on the clock. We came up with this yesterday before we left. We're like, we should do what the Red Sox are going to do now that Rafael Devers is gone.
Yeah.
Could have done 60 seconds each on the Karen Reed.
We could have done the Karen Reed trial.
Could have done that. Quick on the clock.
Man.
What happened?
Nick's like, I wasn't paying attention.
Nick's not surprised by the news. I mean, Nick, for years and years, was like, she's innocent.
Are you going to watch the Netflix doc?
Yes, definitely.
Are you going to watch the feature film that eventually will be made?
Oh, is there one in the works? You're just theorizing that it'll happen.
Pretty sure there will be.
Yeah, sure, I'll probably watch that.
Who do you think will play Karen Reed?
Great question. It's really more your side of the street.
It is.
Who will play Karen Reed?
I think maybe... Now, I'm not trying to insult anybody.
Say what you're going to say. Say it with your chest.
Marissa Tomei? No. That's like very, very complimentary of Karen Reed is my point. I'm not trying to insult Marissa Tomei. I'm saying, could it be Marissa Tomei?
Nice.
She could be good.
That would be good.
We know she's good in a courtroom drama.
You would know the name. She was Michelle something or other. She was in The Heartbreak Kid with Ben Stiller.
Michelle Monaghan.
Boom.
Good one. She could definitely
saw that
do
somewhere
it.
Online yesterday.
Oh, that was
a
theory?
I forget who it was. Just a random account. It's like, ooh, she should play her in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good one.
We'll see. Who plays Greg Hill? I don't know.
Great question.
We'll see. I think it would be cast in the film.
I know. I was really rooting for them to get Alan Jackson in.
I know.
On studio. It doesn't sound like that's happening anymore.
No, it doesn't sound like. Certainly not for free.
But I do know that Keith's name has been slandered and dragged through the mud.
Text line says Diane Lane. That wouldn't be bad.
Oh, nice.
Diane Lane?
Nice.
Diane Lane's got like 30 years on Karen Reed.
I was going to say, you're going to have
to. I mean, that doesn't mean anything because Diane Lane's still throwing gas, I assume.
Right.
How old's Karen Reed?
Some hard
Do they
years
say in
there,
this whole
though,
thing?
Yeah.
That must have come 45, out of
45, maybe? 44?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, well, now this is definitely a missed up.
Dude, this is.
Who would have played Karen Reed in 60 seconds?
Now, Bing says we could have just done that. 65. There's no way she's 65.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely not 45.
No way.
Though.
No. Diane Lane, he's saying, is 65.
Oh, Diane Lane. No.
Yeah.
Bing, look at.
I thought
Bing.
You were saying Diane Lane earlier was 45. I'm like, she's definitely older.
No,
than
I was saying Karen Reed's probably 45.
I just typed 45. In Karen Reed age, 65 years.
Oh, Karen Reed, 65. You're right. I had that backwards.
No, but she's not.
No.
There's no chance.
No.
But anyway, we'll find it. We'll find an actress.
Well, maybe there's like.
Literally, AI is like the worst thing ever.
Yeah, it does not work.
It's Gemini, guys.
Trying to break through to my second interview with the Red Sox here, and I'm stuck on Karen Reed 65. Can't be it.
617-779-7937. Let's get to my guy, Brez. Relitigate his track record with big league moves. We'll do that right after trending with
45.
Nice.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.